Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Maaseh Daf Chav Beis, and we are starting about the fourth line with the words V'yasu Esek Kapayel and the Vilna Sources Daf. It's right at the beginning of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Maris Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama Should Have an Aliyah. Now we're in the middle of discussing the Mishnah's Din that when one brings figs through his chutzer in order to dry them out on the roof, even though they're currently in his chutzer, which is a kaveh for Meiser, since they haven't yet reached Gemar Malacha because he's going to be drying them out and it's not going to be in the chutzer, his kids and wife are allowed to eat from them outright, but he's not allowed to. And we had asked, since he's chayv to feed his wife, the figs she eats should be viewed as payment to her, making it like a mekach, which is kaveh for Meiser. And we had answered that he's only chayv to feed her midrabanon, so there's no issue. And we continue talking about his wife eating these figs. Another question, V'yasu Isaac Kapayel She'enu Yafe Shavapruta, why don't we treat it like a worker whose wages are not a Shavapruta? We know that even if a worker is getting paid less than a Shavapruta, the work that he's doing is still considered like a mekach, and he's not allowed to eat without taking off Meiser. So why don't we say this fellow's wife is the same thing? Whatever work she does for him, that even though he doesn't have a chayv to feed her da'iraisa, still she's like a Kapayel whose work is worth less than a Shavapruta, and then whatever fig she's eating is like mekach, and that's kavias for maestres. And the answer is hada amra, since the Mishnah doesn't say this, since Mishnah allows her to eat the figs without taking off meiser, it must be shalai asu isa kapayel she'ena yafe shavapruta, that we don't treat her like this worker whose work is worth less than a shavapruta. Now, once we mention the woman and her husband's chiv to feed her, the Gemara tells us about something else not related to maestres. Afilu kaman to amir yeshla olav mezaynos, that's proper girsa, even according to the man to amir that midaraisa husband is chayav to feed his wife in olav beis dira, he does not have a chiv daraisa to provide her with a place to live. Kadotani, it's like what was taught in the Braisa. And this talks about Shitufa Mivais, which we're not going to be getting into all the details now, but the general idea is we have a whole grouping of houses that have multiple chatseris and Mivais, alleyways and courtyards, and the only way that various residents are allowed to carry from one to another is if they make a Shituf or Shitufa Mivais, which is where they all chip in food and place it in one particular area. And so the Braisa tells us, Anashim Shishitfu, if we have men living in these multiple chatseris that all share the same Mavoi, the same alleyway, if they made a Shituf, Shaloi Midas Anashim, they did it without including the women, Shituf on Shituf, it is considered a valid Shituf. However, Nashim Shitfu Shloi Kedas Anashim, if women living in these various Chatzeres made a Shituf without the men, ain't Shituf on Shituf, it's not a valid Shituf. And so we see clearly from here that even though women are residents of the Chatzer, it's not considered like theirs halachically, and that's why they're not able to join in a Shituf, only the men are. And back to this din of our Mishnah, that if a person is bringing his figs through the Chatzer, and they're really just on the way to the roof, for example, because he wants to dry them out over there, them being in the Chatzer is not considered a kfias for Maestris in regards to his children and wife, and they're allowed to eat from them outright. Now the Gemara tells us, Tani, we have a brayso of a kol shenechasu misadel ir nitbalu. Let's say he brought these figs in from the field after they're already dried out, even though he intends to bring them back out of his chatzer. This is not their final destination. He's going to bring them to the roof, for example, just for storage. Again, he's not drying them out there. They're already dried out. Nonetheless, nitbalu, they become tel for meiser. He has a chiyuv to separate meiser from them, and his wife and kids are not allowed to eat from them outright anymore, and that's because they've already reached their gemar malacha. And we continue as nisid Rebbe. This is like Rebbe. The Tani, we have a brayso that says, Hevi teim and asadel eichlam chatzeray she'ena mishtameres. Let's say he brings figs in from the field and they're brought into his chatzer, she'ena mishtameres, it's not guarded, and such a chatzer is not kaveh for meiser. V'shachach, and he forgot. V'chinisosach beisa, and he brought them into his house, which is technically kaveh for meiser. Oishachnis matinoikais, or his children, little kids, brought them into the house. Harei z'machzirim kaimon v'aichel, he could bring them back to their place, back to his chatzer she'ena mishtameres, and eat from them without taking off meiser. However, chav beisa and beisa on top, loy amru el shaygig. This was only said if they were brought to the house b'shaygig. Hamezid aser, but if you brought them in b'mezid, it's aser to eat from them without taking off meiser, even if the house is not their final destination. Since Bechavana, with intention, he brought them to a place that's a kaveh for meiser, that's it. And he lost a chance to eat from them outright. And that's just like what we said before, if he brought figs in from the field that already had reached Gemar Malacha, and they made their way into his chatzer, even though he intends to take them out of the chatzer, maybe bring them to the roof. Nonetheless, there's already kaveh for meisres. Now, Mantanisa, who taught this? Rebbe, it's Rebbe. How do we know this? A Tani, we have a brayso. It says, Hevi te'enim and asada, let's say he brought figs in from the field, vevirin lechatzeroi, and he brought them through his chatzer, la'echlam b'resh gagai, to eat them on the top of his roof. So he's literally just walking through the chatzer to bring them to his roof. Rebbe Mechayev and Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda Paiter. Rebbe says he's chayev take off ma'aser, and Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda says he's pater. And therefore, have a man tana hamaver te'enim chatzeri liktois, who's the tana of our Mishnah that tells us that if he brings te'enim to his chatzer with intention to bring them to his roof because he wants to dry them out, that's not considered kvias for ma'aseres. Haloi liktois chayev. But if he doesn't intend to dry them out because they're already dried out, they're chayev in ma'aser, even though the chatzer is not his final stop. Rebbe, it's Rebbe. I'll continue discussing Shitas Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda. Ula Bar Yishmael says b'shem Rabbi Lazar, Rebbe of Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda, hoyim achnisun sakala lachari agagos. Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda were taking a basket of figs and they were bringing it behind the house in order to get to the roof, and that's because they didn't want it to be chayv in meiser. If they brought it through the chutzer, it'd be raya pnei abayis, and that'd be kaveh for meiser, even though they're on their way to the roof, and that's why they brought it behind the house achayre in order to get to the gagos to the roof. Now Ra'is and Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Lai saw them, and Amalani told them, Ruuma beinechem l'rishanim, see the difference between you and the earlier generations. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva would buy three different minim with a bruta, b'shvil la'aser mikol min v'min, so that he's able to take off ma'aser from every single min. Va'atem, and you, machnis nizalkal l'achari agagos, you're bringing this basket behind the house to get to the roof so that you don't have to take off ma'aser. Now the question is, ma'al l'achari agagos, why is it they had to bring it behind in order to get to the roof? Even if it was brought through the chatzer in order to eat on the roof, it wouldn't be chayv in ma'aser. Because v'loy Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda he, aren't we talking about Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda doing this with figs? And we just said above, the Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda hold that if you're going through a chatzer in order to get to the roof, even though these figs had already reached Gemara Malacha, they're already dry, you're still not chayv to take off ma'aser, because your final destination is not the chatzer, it's the roof. So why is it that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda had to take it behind the house in order for it not to be by the chatzer? And the answer is, begin Rebbe to have ime, it's because Rebbe who is with him and Rebbe's machmer. Now, continuation of the story, Chamson Chad Saba, an elderly man, saw them, and Amr Lai, he told them, Yavon Liaton, could you give me some of these figs? Amr Lai, in. They told him, yeah, no problem, you could have some figs. So Amr Lai, he told them, giving them a little bit of musr, Lavuchain de Bishmael, Loya Vison, Elwali, you don't want to give your father in heaven, meaning you don't want to take off Meiser, but you're okay with giving me these figs? And that's all that he told them. Now we continue, Rabbi Yechon and Karebi, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Kurbias Rabbi Yehuda. It seems like Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi, and Rish Lakish holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Previously, we had a machlek as Rabbi and Rish Lakish, in regards to if a person has produce that he picked, not intending to eat it on Shabbos, is Shabbos a kaveh for Meiser? Rabbi Yechon said yes, and Rish Lakish said no. And it seems to be Rabbi Yechon's like Rabbi, and Rish Lakish is like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Rabbi says that if you bring figs into a chatzer, even though that's not their final destination, that's still a kaveh for Meiser, and it seems like Rabbi Yechon's just like him, that if you have figs on Shabbos, even though you didn't pick them for Shabbos, nonetheless, that's a kaveh for Meiser. And Rish Lakish is like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, who holds not like that. However, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph on the top, the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yechon and Karebi, you think Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi? Afil Diyazbar Kabias Rabbi Yehuda. Really, Rabbi Yechon could hold like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Then when figs are brought into a chatzer, if that's not their final destination, that's not a kaveh for Meiser. Because we had a brisa before, if figs were brought from the chatzer into the house, b'shoygeg, they could just be brought back out, and that's not a kaveh for Meisres. It's just a chaymer who b'shabes, Rabbi Yochanan is machmer when it comes to Shabbos. Why is that? Shekein nesham shanashim eilein asurin. Figs that fell off a tree on their own are usur, and they're not allowed to be eaten on Shabbos without having Meiser taken off. So we see that Shabbos is a kaveh for Meiser much more easily than chatzer is kaveh for Meiser, and therefore, even though Rabbi Yochanan is machmer by Shabbos, that doesn't mean that he holds like Rebbe over here. It could be he holds like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, and by that same token, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. You want to say that Rish Lakish holds like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda? Not necessarily. I feel the Yisburg Karebi. It could be that Rish Lakish holds like Rebbe in our case. The ones that figs are brought to the chatzer, even though it's not their final destination, there is a kvias for Maestres, and that's because Chaymer Hu b'chatzer b'shmira or Machmir. We're dealing with a chatzer that's mishtameres. It's guarded. The Amr Yechon Rabbi Yechon had said previously, Mekach b'chatzer v'Shabbos ain on Tyra, that the din that a Mekach chatzer and Shabbos are kaveh for Maestr. That's not midaraisa. However, if Imi says b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, so we have a quote in the name of Rish Lakish, then a mechover shabakulon is a chatzer b'shmira, that which is the most clear, which means that the din d'iraisa over here is that a chatzer mishtameres is kaveh for Maestr. So we see specifically in regards to the din of produce being brought into chatzer mishtameres that were much more machmir than by Shabbos, and that's why even though Rish Lakish is makel by Shabbos, he's machmir by chatzer. So once again, we don't have a raya. The Rabbi Yechon holds like Rebbe, and the Rish Lakish holds like Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up more and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.